Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood called Prompting Claude Fable 5, Brief It Like a Director, Not a Typist.
And the title tells you everything, because the way most people are currently prompting AI is already out of date.
That's the core of it. Anthropic has just released Claude Fable 5, the first of the Claude 5 family. Brett's been running it inside his own businesses since it landed, and his big observation isn't about what the model can do, it's about what it expects from you.
Which is different.
Quite different. He puts it this way. The old models were brilliant typists. You gave them a paragraph, they gave you a page. Fable 5 is closer to a senior hire.
And a senior hire needs a proper brief, not a one-liner.
Exactly. So the article lays out 7 shifts. All in plain English, no code required.
Start with the big one.
Give it the job you thought was too big. Anthropic's own guidance says teams that only test Fable 5 on simple tasks are underselling it. The model is built for work that takes a person hours, days, or weeks. Multi-step, messy, end-to-end jobs.
Which most owners aren't doing. They try the same small tasks, get a similar answer, and think nothing's changed.
Brett says that's the wrong test entirely. His example is a good one. Instead of summarize this invoice, the right brief is go through 12 months of supplier invoices, find where we're being overcharged, and draft the renegotiation emails. That's a Fable 5 brief.
That's a full job, a real one.
Exactly. And tied to that is the second shift, which trips people up. Let it work. Fable 5 takes longer per turn. On hard problems, it gathers context, builds, checks its own work, then reports back. A single response can run for many minutes. Autonomous runs can stretch for hours.
That's going to feel broken to a lot of people. We've been trained to expect an instant answer.
Brett's analogy is spot on. You wouldn't stand over a new hire's shoulder every 90 seconds asking, "Done yet?" Same rule here. Delegate, walk away, review the result.
So the patience shift is really a management mindset shift.
It is. Now, the third one, Brett calls worth the price of the article on its own.
Which is?
Give the reason, not just the request. Not write a follow-up email to this customer. Instead, I'm trying to win back lapsed customers before our quiet season in August. This one spent well with us for 3 years, then went silent. Write a follow-up email.
Same task, completely different brief.
And Fable 5 performs measurably better with the second version. It can connect the job to everything it knows rather than guessing at your intent. Brett's framing is, it's the difference between telling a staff member what to do versus telling them what you're trying to achieve. The second gets you someone who can think.
That's true of any hire, really.
There's also a shift around boundaries, which matters because Fable 5 is more capable and more confident. It might draft an email when you wanted an opinion, fix something when you wanted a diagnosis.
So you head that off in the brief.
One sentence. I'm asking for your assessment. Don't change anything yet. Or the reverse. Do the whole job end to end and show me the result. You set the line between advise and act. Brett's point is that's not babysitting the AI. That's management.
I like that framing. What about people who've already built up big prompt libraries over the past couple of years?
This one's counterintuitive. Some of those long templates are now hurting you. Lists of rules, tone guides, step-by-step instructions. Fable 5 follows instructions well enough that one clear sentence often beats 10 prescriptive ones.
So the scaffolding you built for an older model can get in the way of a better one.
Anthropic's own advice is to audit your old prompts and consider deleting instructions, because the model's default behavior is frequently better than the workaround you wrote for its predecessor. A model upgrade is the trigger to clear out the deadweight. Keep the intent, cut the scaffolding.
And what ties the whole piece together for me is the memory point.
It's the one that connects everything to the bigger picture. Fable 5 works best when it can write what it learns and read it back next session. Brett says a folder of plain notes is enough. One lesson per file, corrections and conformed approaches alike.
Otherwise, every session starts from zero.
Which is the whole principle behind an AI operating system. The intelligence isn't only in the model, it's in the context you wrap around it. That context is what lets the AI properly augment your team, rather than just answering questions in isolation. The model just got smarter. Your context is what makes it yours.
Right. One thing to act on this week, add one sentence of context to every brief. Not just what you want,
but why you want it. That alone will change the results. Mine is brief size. Find the big job. The one I've been putting off because it felt too messy for AI. That's the test Brett is actually describing. Hand it over properly and see what comes back. Full article is at anabu.ai. And while you're there, Brett offers a free AI audit, a straight look at your business, no jargon, and a clear picture of what AI could take on for you. Worth booking. Thanks for listening.